Harper Audio presents America's First Daughter, a novel by Stephanie Dre and Laura Kamoy, performed by Cassandra Campbell. Note to the listener. During his lifetime, Thomas Jefferson wrote more than 18,000 letters. It is through these that we framed this story and took almost all of his dialogue. Whenever possible, for Jefferson, his daughter, and other historical figures, we quote directly from letters and other primary sources, all of which reflect the biases, prejudices, and political opinions of the time period. However, because the language of the 18th century was so stilted and opaque, we've taken the liberty of correcting spelling, grammar, and otherwise editing, abridging, or modernizing the prose in the interest of clarity. July 5th, 1826.
The letters of a person, especially of one whose business has been chiefly transacted by letters, form the only full and genuine journal of his life. Thomas Jefferson to Robert Walsh, Monticello. Sons of a revolution fight for liberty. They give blood, flesh, limbs, their very lives. But daughters, we sacrifice our eternal souls. This I am sure of, as I stand in the quiet emptiness of my father's private chambers. I'm here now because my father is dead and buried, and I'm left to make sense of it all. My gaze drifts from the alcove bed where Papa drew his last breaths.